Now for our responsive reading this morning, we've been in Ephesians 5, but this is Ephesians 6, the 10th to the 18th verses, Ephesians 6. Here's a wonderful portion talking of the conflict of Christians and how they are to win the battle. I'm afraid that many Christians are easily defeated because they are not outfitted with the whole armor of God. And so in this portion, Paul sets that armor down for us very well, beginning at the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Notice the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. These here verses are so clear as you read them that it tells you every part of your armor, how you should be outfitted if you're going to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Remember, it says wiles. He's not going to come to you in the form of what people in the world think of as the devil. He'll come to you in a wily way, deceive you. You'll get to let down the bars on many, many things. Things that a year ago, two, three, 4 years ago, you felt that as a Christian you couldn't do. And this is one of the great signs of the last days, that many Christians are now doing those things which a few years ago they felt would not be proper in the sight of God. And today they're taking a lower walk and conforming to this world. Although the scripture is clear, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We must be most careful here because Satan is wily. If he can't get you to commit sin that is so definite and so clear that you'll know it, he will deal with you wildly. He'll get you enmeshed in the world. It won't look too bad. Or he'll get you attached to the television set so that that becomes everything to you. You spend all your time there. Or it may be for one man's sports. It may be for another music. It can be anything. Let me tell you, the devil can use good things to bring the children of God into bondage to it. And we become attached to something in the world that is good in itself. But if it takes us from the very hand of God and the heart of God, it is sin. Anything that takes us from God, away from him, is sin. This is why we have to be careful. He's wily. Notice that. Very, very wily. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And I'll just read the 19th verse myself for you. Or the 19th and 20th. And for me, and speaking of the preacher, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And so may my prayer finish your prayer, our prayer together, that I would speak boldly those things that God wants me to speak and not hold back, but say that which God has to say in his blessed word. May he add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.